God uses the most unpredictable people to conduct His will. This is something that is proving all over the Bible. The least expected person, with perhaps the least amount of talent, might end up being the best candidate to conduct any particular duty within God's majestic plan. We saw this with Moses, Noah, Abraham, and David, who eventually became King of Jerusalem. But what I'm about to share with you today is a revelation given to me by God through an excellent book called He Chose the Nails, written by Max Lucado, one of my favorite Christian artists. What he exposes here is simply remarkable. We all know that Pilate offered a brief resistance to crucify Jesus. The Bible tells us that he found no fault big enough in Jesus to have him killed. He even tried to bargain his release with flagellation and even a proposition to free Barabbas instead. People chose the criminal over the life of Jesus, and so Pilate concurred and did what he thought was right. He authorized the crucifixion of Jesus. But he did something else. He wanted publicity. He ordered a sign that read, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." He wanted to add to the embarrassment of the cross of Jesus by adding a depictive sign above his head. It was supposed to have been a mockery, a humiliation, a total demoralizing sign of hate toward Jesus. But God did something really amazing, something tremendously marvelous. He used Pilate. The Skull Hill, the place where Jesus' crucifixion took place, was near the city's entrance. Anyone coming in and out of the city would come across the bloody events that were unfolding there, and that was part of the plan. You see, the crucifixion was supposed to be a public humiliating way to die, and even the Bible says that God wanted to expose Jesus' death. God wanted the event to be very publicly accessible, so that the pact would take its effect. But Pilate's sign made things even more interesting, because whoever did not know of Jesus would now realize he was real, and they could now see who he was. And more interestingly, it was written in three languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, so that all could understand. I suppose that he had now become some sort of a cultural folklore, an urban tale that not everybody knew about. I can imagine people hearing fantastic tales of this so-called Jesus of Nazareth and his miracles, yet knew him not. Pilate's sign announced Jesus loudly and clearly. I have no doubt people were saved because of this. Pilate, without even knowing it, had begun preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! God used him. Because of that sign, the greatest event of humanity was identified over Jesus' head, and this was exactly how it was supposed to have been. Whoever wondered if Jesus was real had now a certified royal Roman sign confirming it. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. God is great. And even with this seemingly uneventful act, he found ways to glorify himself and his only begotten Son. May his glory last forever.